Well, same thing as that, that thing that you have to turn, you know, to open your door, that's your what?
Doorknob.
Have you ever heard heels called knobs?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
But what about when you get, say, in some places in Tennessee, these things are, you know, just big things, much bigger than hills. You don't have just a hill.
Mountain.
Talk about mountains. What about the side of a mountain, you know, the rocky side that drops off real sharp?
Uh-huh.
You call that the what?
A hill.
Or maybe up in the mountains where you have a, where the road might go across in a low place, something like that. Mm. What would you call that place in the mountains?
Well, some people call it a air pocket, you know, because why, two mountains in between those mountains, called air pockets. And I heard my brother, I never did see it because I didn't go see. He said they would be flying along in airplanes, and the plane would be down below the top of that mountain. Mm-hmm. And when they get between those mountains, that they hit what they call a dead air pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And so that plane would drop for a certain dip down.
I think that probably bothered me a little bit.
Yeah.
The boys stay here with me, you said they was 1,500 feet, and he hit the wrong pocket of him, and then our prince said, if I failed you like he's putting on brakes, so he thought that was done, and he hit him fell 500 feet.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know what you would call a place where boats would unload their freight? They'd unload it onto
a barge or something.
Barge, or, but what about, you know, this would be not necessarily a barge, but say at a seaport, you know, the boats come up and they anchor, and the platform or whatever it is, that's the
boat. Something because this stage where the boats land up to
some kind of loading dock.
Loading dock. They up there. See, this is the building here, and the water's not deep enough for the boat to come all the way out of that dock, build out full enough while the boat could come up to it to unload.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the mountains, sometimes you see a place where waterfalls are pretty long distance, you know? What would you call something like that? That would be a...
The place where I do it.
Where the water falls over, you know?
Oh, no matter. I heard talking about
it. Because water coming off.
I haven't seen it, but in the books, it had a
What about the roads around here in the county? What are most of them made out of? You know, the material on the surface? You got
gravel
and asphalt. That rooster would go somewhere.
You know what he's going for? He fights that other rooster all the time and I beats his head.
Well, tell me what you would call, talking about roads, what would you call a road that would go off the main road somewhere?
Well, that was, it has a byroad leading into the main highway.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A crossroad or something like that. Maybe it go on across the highway. But your main road would be, you know, your highway, and it would be just a blacktop, a gravel road, or maybe a dirt road leading into the road.
Well, what about a road?